Om Shanti, Magic of Blessing, 5th September 2018. Blessing. May you become a conqueror of Maya and an embodiment of success by spinning the discus of self-realization and performing every act in the form of a divine activity. May you become a conqueror of Maya, Mayajit, and an embodiment of success, Safalta Murth, by spinning the discus of self-realization, Sudarshan Chakradhari, and performing every act in the form of a divine activity, Harkam Charitra. Just as every act of the Father is remembered as a divine act, in the same way, let your every act be a divine activity. Those who have become spinners of discus of self-realization, the same as the Father, can never perform ordinary actions. The sign of a spinner of the discus of self-realization is that he is an embodiment of success. Whatever tasks they carry out, success would be merged in those. Because those who are spinners of the discus of self-realization are conquerors of Maya, they are embodiments of success, and those who are embodiments of success are multi-millionaires in their every step. So, here spinning the discus of self-realization, Baba telling about this. In the simple meaning, spinning means to turn or to make something to turn round quickly on its center or in one base. Spinning motion and circular motion little similar, but it is different. Circular motion means an object is turning round from its center from the same distance, and spinning motion means object rotates around its own center. For example, discus, CD, or spinning top, merry-go-round game, wheels, fans, etc. The best example is discus of self-realization. We have heard that praise many times. What does spinning the discus mean? It has been said that by using the discus, we can cut the heads of all demons. So the discus is one of the four main ornaments of Vishnu. Baba mentions that it actually belongs to deities or Brahmins. Brahmins. Many will go into it as a drill to practice 108 times in a cycle of time. That is, today I am Brahmin, tomorrow I am angel or deity, then deity like, and to start all over again in the I am a Brahmin. So repeating the endlessly does not accomplish anything other than getting the mind busy in for some time. Actually, when thoughts come up in the mind, we make them stronger when we go into them with further additions and thoughts, which will bring feelings, in turn will make those thoughts stronger. That's a cycle. Just thoughts are capable of changing our mood and dictate our lives. Until we are not aware of those thoughts which are managing our life, we will not be able to counteract them. That's why observing the self is so important. Part of that is to watch our thoughts. We do not need to do anything, because watching brings its own doing. Once we watch them, those wasteful thoughts lose power. And another way of cutting the heads of those demons. Demons means negatives, wastefuls, or weaknesses. So it's just by using the discus of self-realization. So those wasteful thoughts will come up. Some of them will be very strong. Thus we need to get out of the track of that song, that negative or wasteful song. By using the thoughts in movement, as we bring ourselves to our unlimited nature, thus taking our awareness out of the current limited or wasteful issue. Spinning the discus have the added benefit of remembrance in it. We are remembering who we are in the unlimited and taking ourselves away from the limited situation. We cannot suppress thinking nor run away of those wasteful thoughts. This is just understanding of nature of thoughts. There is a stream of thoughts. I cannot stop them, but I can redirect them. As our experience of peace through yoga becomes stronger, our thoughts will naturally slow down. That will give us the impression of peace of mind. So spinning, what happens when anything, any object spins means the speed will be there. There is speed. The more the speed, the sharper that particular object will be. Like that, when we spin in self-realization, the discus of self-realization, our mind will get sharper. And so our connection with the God will be better. Fine connection will be there. And through that, thoughts can, touchings will be attained from the Baba. So when we get touchings in time, so we can decide, we can make the decisions in a right time. And if spin is slow, means many we can come across from many obstacles. Obstacles may be weaknesses, may be wasteful thoughts or old habits. So slow spin may come across many obstacles, whereas faster one can cut down the obstacles. And we need to greasing the spin also, that wheel also. That is by oiling the oil of knowledge. We can take the points of knowledge time by time. So oiling of by the knowledge can ease the function. And it's if stop spinning means it gets rusted. Spinning should be done in one base. Here the one base or one center is one Baba, none other, another. And in knowledge, if we are spinning means the spinner will be the winner. And the speedy spin is noiseless. So when we spin the knowledge, one prefers to remain in silence. On the other hand, slow spin may produce sound. Speedy spin works more efficiently in less time, so one can achieve more in less time. Sometimes spinning may lead to giddiness. Here, giddiness means a sense of well-being. In gross, we can take giddiness means there they will fall down. But in gyan, here giddiness means we will fly high actually. So giddiness by spinning Baba's knowledge will make us fly high in the spirituality. Obstacles may be So here Baba says that when we spin the discus of self-realization by checking and paying attention to our thoughts and activities, all our thoughts and activities will become divine and success will follow us. We will have no time for Maya to enter, and thus we can easily conquer it. Churning a knowledge or spinning by self-realization, that's knowing who I am and where I am come from, and also who is my father, what are all the qualities. So automatically we will direct our mind to follow the father. And also can reach the embodiment of success. Our divine activities will attract other souls and also create interest to know the Father again. All the ordinary actions which we perform before will gradually perish, hence success will follow us. So our divine acts always leading to a multimillionaire in every step. So just in a merry-go-round game, gradually as it develops speed, from the in the beginning, the horals, the players may feel giddiness or uncomfortable, but when it is go high above, a feeling of well-being, a thrill can be felt, and people sitting inside feels themselves to be flying in air. So when the spin goes slow, several materials in the form of obstacles may enter, which will make the spin blunt. So just as when Maya attacks again and again, so our intellect also gets blunt. So Baba saw each of the child with a discus of self-realization, and all of you were those who spin the discus of self-realization. But whereas some children's discus was spinning automatically, and someone's they have to push it. They have to make that discus spin. There were some children who were spinning the discus in the wrong direction also, instead the right way. That is, instead of spinning the discus of self-realization, they were spinning the discus of seeing or looking others' weaknesses, negatives or waste. So thus, they were creating the web of questions, why, what, when, like. So they would create the web themselves and then trap themselves in it. So with the ease, I will spin the discus of self-realization constantly. I will become completely free from the questions. When I keep my whole journey through time in my awareness, I attain liberation in life or perfection in my service or deeds, and my service will benefit the whole world. So here Baba says, just as every act of father is remembered as a divine act, in the same way, let your every act be a divine activity. So whatever acts that father performed in the confluence age, the devotees used to remember all his acts as his, as a mahimas, or can be worshipped, every act. So our speech and karma should be same. Katni and Karni should be equal. We have to set ourselves in self-respect, that is swaman, and then only perform action. First of all, we have to imbibe the thing in ourselves. Then we can teach others. If you are not following the things and we are just teaching others, maybe our words cannot be effective that much, or they are not going to listen. Always have attention that entire world looking towards me. So my action should be perfect and accurate. Whatever I am doing is not just for this kalpa, but will get record for each and every kalpa. So I have to pay lot of attention on each and every act. I had performed same things many times in many kalpa, so it's very easy for me to repeat again. So those who have become spinners of discus of self-realization, the same as the father, can never perform ordinary actions. Here Baba saying, spin the discus of self-realization, that is Sudarshan Chakra, so that we would get the awareness of who I am, what I was, and now what I have to become. The sign of a spinner of discus of self-realization is that he is an embodiment of success. So whatever task they carry out, success would be merged in those. Here Baba is asking what would be the sign of spinner of self-realization. So Baba answered that they would be an embodiment of success naturally. So by spinning the discus, how one can become embodiment of success? They will know the three aspects of time: Adi, Madhya, Ant. So everything, and according to that, they will perform any action. Because those who are spinners of discus of self-realization are conquerors of Maya. So here Baba says they would be, that means who are those who are going to spinning the self-realization, conqueror of Maya. How? Because as they know the beginning, middle and the end of everything, they will remain away from each and every obstacles from the Maya. by spinning, their mind would be free from any kind of waste or negatives. Their mind will be clean and clear, and easily they will catch the signals from the Baba. And by spinning self-realization discus, automatically they will attain or receive so much powers, and those powers, specially power of judgment, power of decision, will take them to remain away from Maya. So those who are embodiment of success are multimillionaires in every step. So who are the embodiments of success will attain multi-millions from their each act and step, because their acts would be according to Srimad only. Once again, I just repeat, may you become a conqueror of Maya and an embodiment of success by spinning the discus of self-realization and performing every act in the form of divine activity. Om Shanti.